Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show. We were talking about how Noah built the ark plank by plank and just how we as homeschool families, it's just one step at a time. And sometimes we can't see the big picture. We can't see what it's going to look like in the end. It's almost impossible. It is impossible really to see what it's going to look like in the end, but the Lord knows what he's building through our obedience. So Zan, take us through kind of a plank by plank, some plank by plank encouragement. Okay. And how do we build this massive arc of our family and home education one piece at a time?
Well, I think the first thing we need to understand is just that homeschooling is kingdom building work. I think sometimes as moms, we get overwhelmed with the day-to-day responsibilities and just the mundane part of life. And we forget that what we're doing, I mean, I really believe the academics are an important part of what we're doing, the teaching, but what we're doing overall is kingdom building work. It's so easy to lose sight of that. So I think there are three things that we do that are kingdom building. One is, and we've got to remember that the way we decide to educate our kids is not only an educational decision, it's a spiritual decision that has spiritual consequences. So I believe that the first thing that is kingdom building work is teaching and discipling our children. And those two things should go hand in hand. The second is choosing the right content built on a biblical basis. And then the third is we need to remember that nurturing is kingdom building. And, you know, I might start with number three, because I was so surprised to realize that God viewed nurturing as a kingdom building activity. And so, you know, you say, why do you think that? And I think about Jesus's last conversation with Peter before Jesus ascended. And it was the question, and this is in John 21, and he takes Peter, they're together, and he says to Peter, Peter, do you love me? And Peter says, yes, Lord, you know I love you. And he says, tend my lambs. And he asks Peter two more times, do you love me? And he says, then shepherd my sheep and tend my sheep. So the last thing Jesus told Peter was to nurture the flock of believers he had put in his care. And so I think we really need to take that to heart, that God is telling us, you know, Zan, do you love me? Then tend my sheep, tend the sheep. It might not be a million like he gave Peter, you know, but it's my three children and my grandchildren that I am to nurture them, you know, and that's kingdom building work. That is that character building, nurturing discipleship. That is kingdom building work. And so that was number three on the list first. And then the second one is teaching and discipling. And the great thing about homeschooling is that we can look at how God made each one of our children and teach in that regard. Probably the biggest lesson I learned from this was in a co-op where I was teaching a public speaking class, and it was to about a dozen boys aged 10 to 15. And in that particular class, we were using these National Geographic maps as our impromptu speaking prompt that day. And they were these huge 4x6 and 5x7 maps that I could not, there were probably 30 of them. I couldn't get them folded up at the class, and the other class was ready to come in, and I'm folding them up and they're ending up about 3 inches thick. And so this 13-year-old Shane says, Miss Tyler, give me those maps. I can fold them up. And so he folds up all 40 of those maps and nothing flat, and they're sleek and thin. And I said, Shane, honey, how did you do that? And he rolled his eyes at me so sweetly, I couldn't even fuss at him. He said, Miss Tyler, you got to fold them the way they're bent. And the interesting thing about that is I was doing a study by Chuck Swindoll at the time, and I had just read what he wrote about Proverbs 22:6, which we talk about all the time in homeschool circles. Teach a youth about the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it. Chuck Swindoll said, we might paraphrase the verse to read, adapt the training of your children so that it is in keeping with their individual gifts or bents. The God-given characteristics built into them at birth, when maturity comes, they will not leave the training they have received. And so I really believe that part of the teaching and nurturing and discipleship that we can do so well in our home is because we have the opportunity to study and see how our children are bent and educate them accordingly. And
such an honor and a blessing to be able to do that.
It really is. Oh my goodness. I look back on that time with my three children and like Elizabeth Elliot said, there's no greater privilege than being someone's mom. And it's just the truth. And then the last thing is just the curriculum I believe we choose can be kingdom building. It can be kingdom destroying if we're talking about God's kingdom. Or we can look at it at whose kingdom do we want to build, the kingdom of God or the secular kingdom we see in the world.
Yeah, yeah. It's using everything that we teach our kids to point them to Jesus somehow.
Yes, that's right.
Amen. But we have to be intentional about that. It doesn't happen by accident, right?
That's right.
We have to really think through what we're teaching and how we're teaching them in order for it to be effective in teaching them about Jesus.
Yes. And that's how, you know, the curriculum you choose can really help you and support you in that. Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of people, I mean, you can use secular curriculum. I've got friends who say they use secular curriculum and then they bring in the biblical basis and do all of that. That's a lot of work. Not to say it can't be done, but you know, for me, it was really important that the things the kids read and the things we were doing together as a family just were friendly and nurturing toward their faith.
Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked: The Homeschool Revolution.